Good morning, everyone. This is the second Sunday that we are worshiping here in this place at part number 10, Parsons Avenue, Springvale. I chose the topic for this morning, Thanks in All Circumstances. And it is taken from the text that we have just read this morning. Ephesians chapter 1, verses 15 to 23. It is said that some thieves once attacked Matthew Henry. Matthew Henry was a famous biblical scholar and commentator of an earlier century. And the thieves robbed Matthew Henry. His wallet and some money. Matthew Henry wrote in his diary the experience of what has happened to him. He wrote, "Let me be thankful first because I was never robbed before. Second, although they took my wallet, they did not take my life. Third, although they took my all in my wallet, it was not much. And fourth, because it was I who was robbed, not I who robbed." So he wrote that all down in his diary. We can see such an is an exemplary attitude of thanksgiving, the willingness and ability to give thanks in all and in all circumstances. And it was the same with Apostle Paul, who testified that he had learned to be content and to give thanks in all circumstances. The letter of Ephesians is a letter which is a short letter that Apostle Paul wrote to the church in Ephesus. When he wrote that letter to the Ephesians, Paul himself was in prison because of his service to the Lord. We can read that from Ephesians chapter 3, verse 1, and Ephesians chapter 4, verse 1. Chapter 3, verse 1 says, "For this reason I, Paul the prisoner of Christ Jesus, for the sake of you Gentiles." Chapter 4, verse 1. "As a prisoner for the Lord, then, I urge you to give a life worthy of the calling you have received. So we can see Apostle Paul was in prison when he wrote the letter to the Ephesians. The apostle felt that he was suffering for the sake of those to whom he was writing. Yet this letter, from beginning to the end, Paul wrote in the spirit of thanksgiving. He opened the letter of Ephesians by saying, chapter 1, verse 3, "Praise be to God and Father of our Lord Jesus Christ. He rejoices in the manifold blessings that are ours through Christ." Paul notes that it is right to give thanks to God in everything that He has blessed us. Ephesians chapter 1, verse 16. Paul wrote, "I have not stopped giving thanks for you, remembering you in my prayers." So all the time while Paul was in prison, he in fact was praying for the church in Ephesus. He was remembering the Ephesians in his prayer. Finally, it is right and proper to give thanks to God that in everything that we need to give thanks, as what Paul is trying to teach us this morning. But you may say, "Pastor, it is easy to give thanks when things are good and everything is going well." And it is then easy for us to give thanks to God. But during the good times, we should give thanks to God. We can give thanks to God for the faith and love that grace our lives. We can give thanks for the hope we have. The wealth and glory of our heritage. We can give thanks for the greatness of power open to us for all those who trust in God. But the truly thankful are those who, like biblical commentator like Matthew Henry and people like Apostle Paul, when they are in prison, they are still able to give thanks to God in spite of adverse circumstances. Even in the most unpleasant circumstances, if we look hard enough, there is still much for which to be thankful to God. So this is one of the key lessons that we can learn from the book of Ephesians. The letter that Paul wrote while he was in prison, even though he was in prison condition, he still writes to the church in Ephesus, encouraging them and telling them that he continually to pray for that church in Ephesus. Secondly, it seems that the Plymouth Pilgrims also had the ability and willingness to give thanks in all circumstances. We are reminded of that life, that little group of religious separatists who made their way from Holland to America aboard a small ship called the Mayflower. They left Holland to go to America in search of religious freedom. You see, at that time, there was not a lot of freedom for the Pilgrim Fathers. Because if you know the history of Europe, there was always the war between the Protestants and the Catholics. And so a lot of Protestants suffer under the persecution of the Roman Catholics, decided that they wanted to leave Holland in search of religious freedom, and they bought on a ship, a small ship called the Mayflower. Some of their people, the pilgrims, were in prison because of their faith and quest for religious freedom. And then they could not all board on the Mayflower. So the families were separated, and some of them were able to set sail, while others had to stay behind. Then one of the sea captains they hired to bring them to America on another ship, stole their money and ran away. So these pilgrims had to organize for another ship on which they can load all their belongings. And unfortunately, after leaving harbor, the port in Holland, the ship had to turn back because it started to leak. So they had to go back to harbor and unload. This necessitated their leaving Europe much later in the year than they had planned. And in the course of their voyage, they faced many, many crosswinds and fierce storms at sea, that is the Atlantic Ocean. Many of them were afflicted with seasickness. And upon arriving in America at the coast of what is now called Cape Cod, Massachusetts, they found themselves in a strange land in the dead of winter, lacking shelter, and they have to fight to survive in that harsh land. For those of you who might not know what the area of Cape Cod is, actually, Cape Cod is very famous for a home, a holiday house by the Kennedy family. The Kennedy family, or the dynasty of that family, had a home, holiday house in Cape Cod. And even today, I think they still have that home to all the generations of the Kennedy clan. President John Kennedy and his wife and children spent many long days in that home. And even today, there's not much change to the rugged wilderness type of open coastline. There's not much development even in America today. And many of those pilgrims suffer the cold of the harsh winter when they first landed at Cape Cod. And fighting against the elements of winter and no proper shelter, possibly not enough clothing, not enough, you know, food to eat. Many of those pilgrim fathers died. Yet, the following November, that is 1 year later, the few pilgrims who survived held a Thanksgiving service or feast, sometimes called a harvest feast. And Plymouth Governor William Bradford issued a proclamation stating that America will hold in the month of November Thanksgiving unto the Lord. Do you know Thanksgiving dinner in November is a big deal in America? I mean, nowadays they eat turkey and all sorts of nice, you know, dishes. But those earlier Pilgrim Fathers were not so lucky. And yet tradition says that there was 91 American Indians who helped them, the early Pilgrim Fathers, to settle in Cape Cod, survived their first year. They were invited to the Thanksgiving dinner or the Thanksgiving feast. But now the question I want to ask, how could the pilgrims possibly have been in the spirit to give thanks when many of their loved ones died in the harsh and very tough conditions in the first year after they landed in Cape Cod? The answer, I believe, lies in understanding the nature of thanksgiving in all circumstances. Even in difficult times, such as what the Pilgrim Fathers have endured, there is still cause to give thanks to God. And as I say earlier, this is the second Sunday. And every time, I pray that when we come to worship in this place, we need to give thanks to God. Even though we purchased the building some 2 years ago, and it took a long, long time, for the renovations, for the delays that have been over the past two years. But finally, last week, we were able to start our service here. And for this, we need to give thanks to God. So, dearly beloved, real thanksgiving must be offered in all circumstances, because God deserves our thanksgiving and our praise. I notice, as we walk in this building, when we first purchase, enter his gates with thanksgiving. That is from the Psalm 100, a verse in Psalm 100. And so I like to urge you, as we enter to come into God's house, each time we need to give thanks to God, because his grace is more than sufficient for all of us, and we have so much to be thankful to the Lord. God has a plan and a purpose for his church in Springvale. And we continue to pray and thank God that God would use this place as an outreach mission to propagate the gospel of Jesus Christ to the many people who are moving into new housing in this street and also in the streets where McDonald's is, Osborne Avenue, I think. There are many new subdivisions going on. And we pray that God would use the occasion, use each one of us so that we can be instruments for God's glory and bring many people living, moving into the new houses in this area to hear the gospel of Jesus Christ. So the teaching for us this morning, dear brothers and sisters, just like Paul, just like Apostle Paul and the Pilgrim Fathers, in everything they give thanks to God. Paul was in prison and he prayed for the Ephesians. He remembered them in his prayers, upholding them. Even though it was in the most terrible situation for him. When a person is in prison, he has no freedom. He probably was in chains when he wrote the letter to the church in Ephesus. It is the same with the Pilgrim Fathers. When they first landed in America, up at Cape York, after all the trial and tribulations they have to go through, their families were separated because they couldn't fit into one ship, the Mayflower, to go to America. Then a sea captain stole some of their money and ran away with it. They had to organize another ship, but it started to leak after they left the harbor. They have to return back, reload their ship. In spite of all that, those Pilgrim Fathers, after they reached Cape Cod, Massachusetts, in America, they kneel down and give thanks to God because God has allowed them to have a very difficult journey, but safe journey to reach America. And there, after 1 year, they have the Thanksgiving feast or Thanksgiving dinner. Even after over 200 years of American history, today, Thanksgiving dinner is only after Christmas and possibly Easter celebration. It is a very important event in America, all because those Pilgrim Fathers was able to give thanks to God in spite of terrible conditions and persecution they had to endure. So may the Lord teach us this morning to learn to give thanks in all circumstances, in everything. Sometimes we think we are badly done by. But if you look closely, yes, we might be going through challenges and struggles, but still, we have so many things to thank the Lord for. Let us pray. Father, we thank you that you continue to teach us to be thankful to you in everything. Just like Apostle Paul, give thanks to God in the letter to the Ephesians. And as I said earlier, as we enter into the gates, into the house of the Lord each day, each Sunday, we need to learn to give thanks to you, for you have blessed us this place for a plan and a purpose. And it is your plan is to help us as instruments to reach out to the many unsaved living in this part of Springville, especially people moving into the new housing estate. Father, we pray, O Lord, that you would use your church to be the lighthouse shining into the wall of darkness around us. Help us always to have that burden for the souls that need to be saved in this part of Melbourne. Thank you for the opportunity that has been opened to the church. We pray that you would use the ladies uplift next Saturday to welcome new people into their group living in this area. Father, we pray that you will grant us opportunities to reach out to the children, to the people, especially those migrants, refugees living in this part of Melbourne. Father, we pray that you would use it as channels of blessing so that they too can share the love of God in their life. Thank you, Father, that you continue to use us as instruments for your glory. In Jesus' wonderful name, we pray. Amen.